So we're going to conclude this hour with a fascinating look at our domestic economy here in the United States and perhaps some of the subtle sort of forces that were in play in advance of the unrest that we saw explode over the weekend in London. Joining us now is Alvin Hall, personal finance expert, host of the BBC series Poorer Than Their Parents. Alvin, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So when did this BBC series air, Poorer Than Their Parents?
It started 3 weeks ago, and we were looking at the younger generation, mostly the under 30s, who were inheriting a world of more debt, what we saw as less employment opportunities, as well as the housing market over there, which is really, really much expensive, they would have a hard time getting on the property ladder. So we were looking at that group. But in the process, we also...
And you were just to remind you were talking to people, you know, more than a year ago, right?
Yeah, more than a year ago, yes. It started because there's this book by David Willetts called The Pinch. And it's sort of credited with prompting the government to look at the next generation and the world that's being inherited by their children.
And a fairly simple premise that for this generation, the future looks worse than the past, and it's something we talk about in the United States, that possibly this generation will not be inheriting greater wealth than their parents had, and that has political significance in the United States.
Exactly.
Listen to this voice here, and I want you to get your assessment of what you heard when this fellow, George Lefkowitz is his name?
Lefkowitz.
Listen.
I am 100% livid. I think that's the best way of putting it. We're going to get more angry than we are now. Now you've got a polite man speaking on Radio 4. Later we'll have riots.
Do you really believe it could come to that?
Yeah, I honestly do.
You're interviewing him.
Yes.
When?
That was last year. I was interviewing him in the city of London. We were standing outside of the office building where he worked at the time.
And this isn't a 16-year-old hooligan looking for a flat-screen TV.
No, this was a young man in his 20s. He was feeling very much disenfranchised or unhappy with the world he was inheriting, and he predicted riots. Another guy on the series, Malcolm, also said exactly the same thing. He said there'd be a lot of unrest. They were primarily talking about, I think, middle-class people in Britain. What my new series looked at were also people called NEETs, which mean not in education, employment, or training. And it's estimated that this group, aged 16 to 24, that there are approximately 900,000 of them in Britain who are experiencing long-term unemployment. So you have that group, what George represents, and then you have the NEETs.
And they're all mad to a certain extent.
And they're all mad.
And the important difference between the NEETs and the Georges of the world is that George, at least on some level, has some stake in the economy as it is now, because he's employed. The NEETs have no stake, no allegiance to anything.
Exactly. I was in the town of Didcot. I was really surprised when this young man, who was sort of the prime example of success for this organization, got a job offer for the weekend, and it was too much of an effort for him to go to work for this caterer. He would rather, and he said this on the show, hang out with his friends, you know, hang out in the street. He'd be happy doing that rather than taking this opportunity to work. They seem to think the government should solve all their problems, but at the same time, there was a hopelessness there. There was the idea that I would just make do and get by.
You know, that's fascinating, because then you have forces, and let's tear these down a little bit.
Yes.
You've got individuals who can survive on the margins,
yes,
because of a minimal level of government support, right?
Which you don't have here in the States.
Which you don't have here in the States.
That's right.
But you've also got an economy that doesn't really offer an opportunity, but it may occasionally offer some weekend work with a caterer.
Exactly.
And you've got perhaps a million people deciding, that sounds like work to me. I'm going to stick around here and hang out with my friends and get a little money from the government, and that's all I'm going to do.
Exactly. And those are the people who probably were involved in a lot of the riots that you saw. They don't have the flat-screen television. They don't have all of these accoutrements of wealth and success, and they want them. And all of a sudden, they see an opportunity to grab them. I'm not sure it was motivated completely by criminality, although there was certainly that element there. But it's the idea that these other people have this and we don't. How can I get it?
Alvin Hall is personal finance expert, host of the BBC series Poorer Than Their Parents, which contains some alarming voices of people who seem to be predicting the unrest that we saw over the last 4 days. So, Alvin, you know, if we were on maybe Fox News, the question would be, well, that argues for no government support anymore for these people. That might be one takeaway from what you found. Another might be no, we have to vastly increase the amount of support and training and programs for precisely this group so that they can get their flat screen TVs. Or maybe there's no answer.
You know, that's so interesting. Fox News and a lot of the politics in America are very much in the habit of creating the us and them situation, that there's them over there and then there's us over here. You don't quite have that neat little divide in Britain because a lot of these people come from homes that have experienced economic downturns over the years, so they haven't had that opportunity. So the government still has to look at how do you support these people? How do you offer them opportunities for the future? And that's very much the discussion that's going on. It's not send all these people off to jail. Yeah, all the criminal elements, they will probably prosecute and send to jail. But the government is trying to find a way to open a door to new opportunities for the people rather than close them down and let them live these small, unproductive lives in society.
And I could have said Fox News or MSNBC any. I mean, the idea is there's no simple solution here. Yeah. Let's turn our microscope on the U.S. economy. Do you see pressures building in the U.S. that are similar to what we saw over in Britain? And secondly, do you see a growing group of so-called neets who maybe don't have a stake and if push came to shove, you know, would basically not see any opportunity in the United States?
Just look at unemployment among young people, among young black men, among young Latinos. It's pretty high compared to the overall society. At some point, people become frustrated. First, you give up, and then all of a sudden, something happens, and you see a way to grab something. So, yes, you could have these same incidents occurring in the States. Also, the unemployment is not only among poor and the disenfranchised, it's gradually rising up to the middle class. Mm-hmm. People who had dreams, who had houses, who were able to send their kids to school, who were able to buy, you know, a good car or have a vacation, all of that's being taken away by the current economy.
Pippa
when
Malgram,
will that be turn into anger?
Put your economist hat on now before we go then. Pippa Malgram at the beginning of this hour suggested that a 4% inflation rate, which some economists say is tolerable, when you take it down to these groups that you're talking about in an unemployed situation, is in fact political dynamite.
Yes, it is. And this is one of those things that will lead them to go to the polls and take action against the people who cause these economic problems and these economic distresses. Somehow the politicians seem completely detached from the lives of these everyday people struggling with the effects of this downturn in the economy.
And that's certainly what you saw in this amazing BBC series. Quite a revelation for you, huh?
It really was. It was a stunning revelation. And it still haunts me, actually.
Before we go, you're not saying the pitchforks are going to come out here in America, but you are saying be wary of this building pressure.
Yes. People are getting angry. They're seeing politicians spending all this time discussing raising the debt ceiling, but nobody's talking about jobs. And they talk about jobs only to the extent that it appeases the population enough for them to vote. And then they move on to another topic. People want jobs. The same thing the way the people in Britain want jobs.
Well, that's why we're talking about it. Thanks to finance guru Alvin Hall, the host of the BBC series Poorer Than Their Parents. We'd love to get your take on all of this. Will you end up poorer than your parents? What group would you put yourself in? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or stop by our website, thetakeaway.org. Alvin, thanks so much.
Glad to be here.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.